Random House Audio presents The Aftermath by Ridian Brook, read for you by Leighton Pugh.
This book is dedicated to Walter, Anthea, Colin, Sheila, and Kim Brook. You will be called the repairer of broken walls. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12. It doesn't seem to make any sense, one family in a place this size. Brideshead Revisited, Evelyn Waugh. September 1946. Chapter 1.
The beast is here. I've seen him. Bertie's seen him. Dietmar's seen him. With his black fur like a fancy lady's coat and those teeth like piano keys. We have to kill him. If we don't, who will? The Tommies, the Yankees, the Ruskies, the French? None of them will because they're too busy looking for other things. They want this and they want that. They're like dogs fighting over a bone that's got no meat on it. We have to do it ourselves. Get the beast before he gets us. Then everything will be better.
The boy Otzi readjusted his headgear as he led the others through the pulverized landscape of the Tommy bombed city. He wore the English hard helmet he'd stolen from the back of a truck near the Ulster. Although it was not as stylish as the American or even the Russian helmets he had in his collection, it fitted him the best and helped him swear in English when he wore it, just like the Tommy sergeant he'd seen shouting at the prisoners at Hamburg's Dammtor station.
Oi, put your fucking hands up! Fucking up, I said, where I can see them! Dumb bloody fucking Huns!
Just for a moment, those men had failed to raise their hands. Not because they didn't understand.